Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes of a movie currently playing in theaters and streaming. You know, Susan, the rule should be classic movies don't need to be remade. Remake the bad ones and improve them. But Steven Spielberg's new take on the musical West Side Story is an exception. It's better than the 1961 Oscar-winning Best Picture.
I have mixed feelings about this current musical. The music itself is basically the same, but the cast did their work with little depth. Each performed rather than giving soul to the story.
Well, I guess you and I will have to agree to disagree about that. Pulitzer Prize winner Tony Kushner has made some sly changes in the screenplay that add an extra layer of depth that the original film simply didn't have.
In my opinion, the original did not need a remake because it's become a timeless classic. This current production is adequate. It has its good points. Spielberg's sets, the continued use of the original music, the pacing of the story is dramatic, the camera shots are visually interesting, but the costuming in this current West Side Story is not as colorful, the dance scenes aren't as edgy or sexy, and the cast lacks depth. There was no chemistry between the main couple, Tony and Maria.
Well, since we have to compare, Ansel Elgort, the new Tony, is much better than the wooden Richard Boehmer, and while Natalie Wood was a gem in the original, her vocals had to be dubbed. At least Rachel Zegler does her own singing.
There simply was not a wow factor in this West Side Story. My advice is to see the original and then see the remake.
Yes, it's familiar, but in my opinion, Spielberg's West Side Story manages to hit all the right notes. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.